Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I've always wanted to go parasailing, being harnessed into a parachute and being pulled behind a speedboat. What has stopped me is fear. What if the rope breaks and I plunge into the water and I get eaten by sharks? I'm not kidding you, I am really not a very good swimmer. You can ask Mike, I can barely float. But I ask myself time and again, how many sharks would there be out there at that point in time when I dropped into the water? And I always wanted to fly in a hot air balloon, but I was afraid I would get sick or that the balloon would crash and burst into flames. I would be hurt or I could be killed. And yet I did that. I did that. It was a challenge getting into the basket, climbing over the side while the tenders tried to hold the balloon down and prevent it from swinging from side to side. But I did it. I pushed past the fear and I hurled myself up and over the side. And you know, that flight was absolutely glorious. It was beautiful and breathtaking. Oh, so memorable. It was incredible to conquer my fear and to have that experience. What would you do? What dream would you follow if you knew that you would be safe, if you knew that you couldn't fail, if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves you and that setbacks and failures you encounter along the way do not define you and do not define your worth? Perhaps you've had someone pose that question to you or asked it to yourself. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? It helps to have an encourager in your life. A teacher, a parent, a friend, a spouse, a mentor walking alongside you, encouraging you and guiding you. Well, that's what Abraham, originally known as Abram, receives from the Lord in today's Old Testament reading. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Do not be afraid, the Lord tells Abram. I will guide you and protect you and give you offspring and a future you could not have imagined. What would you do if you knew that God had your back? Imagine Abraham saying to Sarah, let's go, honey. Let's pull up our tent stakes and travel across that unknown land to become the seeds of a great nation. Place yourself in that picture. An ancient civilization, no cars, no trains, no planes, no phones, no grocery stores or water fountains, just your 2 feet, a camel or two, some grain and some oil and a flock of sheep. Wrap your head around that picture. There's a lot of sand, very hot. The dangers were real, failures could be catastrophic. But did Abraham look at that? No. He kept his eye on the one who promised, and he set out in faith. He did it. He fought the fear of the unknown and looked to the future with expectation. What bravery he exhibited, but mostly what faith and trust in God. And we're told that he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned to him as righteousness. Yes, God had made a promise to guide and protect Abraham, but it took Abraham's willingness to apply himself to the process in order to bring about the results. Abraham had tried to bring forth an heir of his own design, and that plan had failed miserably. But now this was God's plan he was to follow. Abraham was not told how God's promise would be fulfilled, except that he needed to take the first step, and then the next. And then the next. Anyone who has been called to ordain ministry knows what this feels like. God interrupts your human plans and says, follow me. You're not told what to do or what to say, just to offer yourself in obedience to the call. And then there are multiple hurdles along the way. Committees that question and challenge you. Hindrances to overcome, physical, financial, emotional, intellectual. But you follow with the help of the encouragers that God has provided. And you follow one step at a time surmounting obstacles along the way, trusting that if God has called, God will make a way. To those on the outside, like family and friends, such proposals probably look insane. Abraham's friends might have tried to talk him out of it, and his wife, Sarah, surely had something to say. But Abraham's faith in God gave him reason to look to the future and to not be held to or defined by his past. The images that flooded my mind this week after reading these passages were those of the immigrants from Central and South America, those traveling thousands of miles by foot or packed into smugglers' trucks or boats without food, water, or safety gear. We are being blessed this week with visits from our two grandchildren from Washington State, a 10-year-old and a toddler. And I look at them and their vulnerability. And I imagine what it must be like for those parents who are carrying and leading their children into the unknown. The dangers that await them along the way are numerous: the hostile environment, the deserts, the mountains, the oceans, and the rivers. And then there's the human traffickers and the bandits. There are those who say they should never put themselves and their children in harm's way, but they have no right to come and expect a warm welcome here. I know for a fact that I have never faced such hardship that I felt called to leave my home and go to another country. And I wonder if I, someone who can't even get up the nerve to go parasailing, would have the faith and the courage to do what they have done, to leave behind home and extended family, to face the danger of journeying to an unknown land and culture, seeking peace in God's blessings. I cannot stand in judgment of them, and I don't believe any of us should. Perhaps the question that we should be asking to open our hearts and our minds is, what led them to believe that they can survive such a perilous journey and thrive? And if it were God's call in their lives, who are those that are called to be their encouragers, their champions? Who are those people that are called to bless them? And how can we possibly do that in Jesus' name? Amen.